Gaylord Huntley looked back apprehensively through the window, and greasy sweat popped out on his forehead.
Oh, my God, they're gaining on us.
Zach Burchard is a trustworthy man. We'll send word along the line. Up ahead, there's a siding just beyond a wide curve. When we reach it, we'll pull out onto it and throw the switch against them. I don't like wrecking a locomotive, but I'll do it if it stops those damnable gunfighters.
Well, that's sort of costly, isn't it?
Cyrus Murchison revealed his anxiety in a flash. His fist pounded the edge of his desk.
Damn the expense! These men are not dolts! That they are on the verge of ruining us right now should prove it! We could still lose it all, gentlemen. I have an idea. I own this fine long-range hunting rifle. It has a telescope on it. You are such an excellent shot, Gaylord. Let's say you stop worrying and make yourself useful. See if you can pick off the engineer of that train.
I thought you just finished praising his loyalty.
I was talking about the station master at Grass Valley.
Doubt in his face, Gaylord Huntley turned away from his vigil and reached for the rifle. He pushed in the loading gate cover and checked that around was ready to chamber. With care, he raised the muzzle to the ceiling and turned back to the platform door. His shoulders slumped in resignation. He opened the door and walked out on the observation deck. He knelt and brought the rifle to his shoulder. Careful, he eased the eyepiece closer and established a field. The sway of the train made it difficult to set the crosshairs on the head and left shoulder of the engineer. Satisfied, Huntley worked the lever action and chambered a long, fat 45-7500 express round. Then he returned to his study at the target.
Steady. Steady. Lower now. Damn it!
Train lurched violently and destroyed his aim. Gaylord Huntley eased off the telescope and let the bright spot fade in his right eye.
I'll try again.
He fined his sight picture and elevated the muzzle. A second later, he saw the flash of a spark as the bullet whanged off the faceplate of the cab a foot above the open window. A quick glimpse through the scope revealed that the engineer had not even flinched. Quickly, he ejected the spent cartridge and chambered another. The next shot screamed along the outside of the boiler and burst into a shower of lead fragments when it hit the thick iron plate of the cab face. Quickly, he reloaded again. The fourth round went 2 feet wide of the cab when the private car hurtled sharply to the left as the speeding train swung into a curve. In his extreme frustration, Huntley failed to notice that in his absence, someone else had entered the cab with a locomotive behind him. He also did not observe that the newcomer held a Winchester Express like his own. Huntley took aim and took up the slack in the trigger. Then, through the circular rescale of the telescopic sight, he saw a lance of flame and a curl of smoke. Hot lead spanged against the brass cap of the platform rail and showered shards of metal into the face of Gaylord Huntley. Reflexively, he dropped the rifle and fell backward onto his butt. Beyond the rail, his tearing eyes took in another flash. Smoke Jensen lowered the Winchester Express from his shoulder when he saw the body of Gaylord Huntley sprawl backward in his death throes.
One less,